It's a day in the life of a paperback writer who wants to let it be. It's a day in the life of a paperback writer who wants to let it be. On Monday morning, prepped and ready, sustained by a cup of tea. The cursor is blinking, but not a phrase or a word or a paragraph can he see. He's got just a month before his rent is due, and he's out on his ass on the street. The pressure is on. He's gotta write the book, pull a buck before he's begging to. These are days in the life of a paperback writer who wants to let it be. These are days in the life of a paperback writer who wants to let it be. ...8 a.m. on Tuesday week, he's hedging his bets and looking for a job at the mall. He won't serve burgers, though he grew up on a farm. He's militantly veggie now. He's lost the plot here, and his muse is fucked off with the wife of the man next door. It's not a happy ending for the man who thought he'd dance Stephen King off the horror. These are days in the life of a paperback writer who wants to let it be. These are days in the life of a paperback writer who wants to let it be. These are days in the life of a paperback writer who wants to let it be. These are days in the life of a paperback writer who wants to let it be.